You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Good morning to all of you that's tuning into the radio broadcast. By the way, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that is required that you listen to us on. We're so grateful and by our Cypress audience that you tune in this morning. Oh, tag, share those that can. Wake somebody up and tell them to turn on to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you have faced, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to know that God is able to do exceeding abundant for all you think or ask. Come on, somebody. It's about time for your miracle again. We thank God again for this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Wake somebody up. Tell them to turn on the radio, and they will ask you, what is the station? What is the station? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Come on. It's about time for your miracle. Come on. Wake up. Get up. Come on. Hallelujah. Come over. Come cross. Come through. It's about time for your miracle. You know, a lot of times we've been in the, now we're coming into the Christmas season, the hustle and the bustle, and we've been, it just got out of Thanksgiving. Praise God. Well, God, we're so grateful for all of you. It's been a while since I've been here. We pray that you had a good Thanksgiving. Yes, which was last month. Praise God. And right now we're getting ready to go into the Christmas seasons. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're so excited about what God is doing and what God will be doing. You got to know this. In spite of all that you've gone through, in spite of all that you've been facing, God is still God. And he will always be God. And he will not change. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Wake up. It's about time for your miracle. Get up. It's about time for your miracle. Stand up. It's about time for your miracle. Come out. It's about time for your miracle. Lean not that I don't understand it. In all that ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Come on and go with me to the throne of grace. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allow us to come together by the way of the radio station and by the way of Cypress audience, Father. We thank you today, God, that there's nothing missing, there's nothing lacking, there's nothing broken that concerns us that does not concern you, Father. And we thank you right now for the bereaved families, God, those that are going through bereavement, our Father, we ask you to take them through. We ask you to touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now, Father, because your word is ever settled and your promises unto them as they go through this, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray for strength over them right now. We pray for the sick and the shut in this morning, Father, that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Those that are going through right now, Lord, bring them out because your word is the bond. Your word is the bond towards them, Father, to bail and to bring them out of situations right now, Father. And we thank you, and we decree it, and we declare it right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Those you that can say amen, hallelujah. Those you that can clap your hands, and give God a praise. Again, you're tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. I'm truly your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. We thank God for you. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Watkins, we honor her this morning. Praise our God. We thank God for our church mother. Praise our God, Mother Brown. God bless you and to all our prophets. It is, amen, that is in there. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, to all our evangelists. Amen. We honor you today. Amen. We give God praise for you, you, and you. Listen, I want you to know this. God is still on the throne. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. I can't get around it. I have to say it. God is still on the throne. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're in, God is still on the throne. He's still on the throne. And you say, Apostle, how you know God is still on the throne? Because I'm not getting nowhere. But I want you to know, just because it looked like you're not getting nowhere, God is still on the throne. God is still working on your circumstance, your situation. He's bringing you out. Come on, he has brought you out. You got to go back and just take inventory over some things of your life and know that when you thought you couldn't come out and you found yourself out, come on, when you thought you weren't going to get healed, God healed you. Come on, when there was no way made out, there was ways made, and you don't understand. God is still on the throne. He's going to work on your behalf. He's going to bring you out. Don't let the enemy tell you. Come on. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can't come out. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not going to make it. Praise our God. You're going to make it. You will make it. Come on. Get up. Get up. Get up. Come up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to make it through this. Amen. I used to love when Mary Tyler Moore, come on, amen. Those of you that remember those was the nice shows that came on back in the days. In the day when she would always come on. Excuse me. She would always come on. And it says, you're going to make it after all. And she would be walking in the rain like, and she would throw her hat up. You're going to make it after all. Somebody, you might be walking in the rain, you may be in the storm right now, but you got to say, I'm going to make it after all. Why? Because who's on the inside? Jesus is on the inside. Hallelujah. The master builder is on the inside. The one that made you, the one that know all about you, the one that has everything under control. So this is why you're going to make it after all. I believe I want to title this radio broadcast today, you're going to make it after all. Come on. Hallelujah. After all this is over, after all what you're in, after all what's been said, after all what's been done, you're going to make it after all. Somebody need to type on the screen, I'm going to make it after all. I know it's long, but come on, you got to confess this. I'm going to make it after all. I made it through that. I made it through other things. I'm going to make it through this after all. I'm coming out with the victory after all. I've got the victory after all I've been through. Come on here. You're going to make it after all. You're going to make it today, my friend. You're going to make it today, my brother. You're going to make it today, my sister. You're going to make it today, mother. You're going to make it today, father, cousin, brothers, whoever, however. You're going to make it after all. I've got to make this. There was a song back in our days, and some people probably perhaps still sing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to make it to the city. Come on, hallelujah, whatever it costs, whatever it takes, I got to make it to the city. Hallelujah, you got to make it to that city after all. Come on, you got to overcome. You're going to make it after all. After all is done, after all is settled, you're going to make it after all. I like what the Bible says. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of all. We shall make it after all. You shall make it after all. Those of you that's coming on, God bless you, Carol. My cousin, God bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to make it after all. We're going to make it through this. We're going to come out. Come on. And now, guess what? It doesn't matter while we're in it, but we're coming out with the victory. Come on. Don't get stuck on why this happened to me. Don't get stuck on such and such and such. Amen. But guess, know this. We're going to make it. You're going to make it after all. Again, that show with Mary Tyler Moore came on. And those of you that know, there's the song that came on. Amen. And it looked like she was just so happy, even though the rain was coming, even though the storm, whatever she was in. Amen. For the show. And they would just say, you're going to make it after all. So I take this today to tell you, you're going to make it after all. This circumstances that you're in, what you're in is not going to overthrow you. It's not going to overtake you. Because why? You're going to make it after all. Amen. It was designed. It was designed to wipe you out. But I come by to tell you today, you're going to make it after all. Why? Because Jehovah, Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, our God reigns. He lives. Amen. He lives. He lives. He lives. Come on. I want you to know this. Stick with me right there. You stay with me, I'll stay with you 1 hour. Come on. I got time to talk about this for a while. We're going to make it after all. Listen, I got to give you a few little things. Listen, Jacksonville, Friday night, Jacksonville. We will be in Jacksonville. Those of you that can hear my voice, those of you that's in the surrounding areas of Jacksonville, Florida, we are going to be there, Jacksonville City. We are going to be there Friday night. Praise our God. Hallelujah. With Bishop Harris. Amen. And Pastor Irene Harris. We're going to be there. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. Hallelujah. Mountains shall be dissolved and moved. Hallelujah. Sick bodies shall be healed. Come on. Backsliders shall be reclaimed. Sinners shall come to the foot of the cross and say, what must I do to be saved? Friday night, Jacksonville. Look out. We're coming full force. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. We will be there on Friday night. I'm telling you, God will be moving in the place. And I'm looking to see you. I'm looking to see you, you and you. Those that can be with us, look it up. We'll be with you all in Jacksonville, Florida on Friday night. Again, with the Bishop Harris and Pastor Irene Harris, we will be there in the city. My God, I'm looking forward for a number to move, a powerful move of God. What about you? Hallelujah. What about you, you and you? Praise our God. Then we're getting ready for the final revival. The final revival for the year at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. The final revival for the year. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be there. Ah, come on. Still in the, it will be the, we normally have it on the second week of every month. It will be the third week of this month coming up. Amen. The third week just for this. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be there. Come on. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. We got a speaker come all the way in from the Carolinas, Charleston. Hallelujah. He's going to be with us. Amen. We're looking for you, Apostle R.J. Butler. We're looking for you. Come on. Come on and be with us. It's going to be something. You're going to make it after all. Come on. Get back to where we at. I hadn't forgot. We're going to make it after all. Hallelujah. Somehow, some way, Lord, I got to make this journey. Somehow. Come on, we're going to make it after all. You're going to make it after all. Hold your head up. Be of good courage. Be of good courage, because he that will come shall come. God is going to strengthen you up. Jones, God is going to strengthen you up. Dana, God is going to strengthen you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to strengthen you up. You just got to know this, Watkins. He's going to strengthen you. Come on. He's going to settle you. He's going to settle you in this thing. Because you're going to make it after all. You're going to make it. Somebody needs to type in, I'm going to make it after all. Hallelujah. I've got to make it. Why? Because God has already spoken. He's already orchestrated this. He's already ordered my footsteps. So I got to make this. Come on. He told Simon, he said, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. Come on. So the enemy is trying to make you doubt God. The enemy is trying to tell you you're not going to come out. The enemy is trying to tell you you're going to always be like this. The enemy is trying to play with your mind. Hallelujah. Telling you that that shouldn't happen to you. That shouldn't. But I come by to tell you, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter, and I'm not glorifying him, no matter what the enemy is doing, come on, to try to get your attention, I stop by to tell you today, you're going to make it after all. Because guess what? God is on the throne. And not only is he on the throne, he's within you. Amen. He's within you. Praise our God. And Jesus said these words. He said, I have already overcome the world. He have already overcome the world. So guess what? We have already overcome the world because he's on the inside of us. Amen. And we can make it through what we're going through. You're going to make it after all. Hold your head up high. You're going to make it after all. You say, Apostle Watkins, I can't take no more. I can't handle no more. If anything else come at me, I don't know what's going to happen. I stop by to tell you, you're going to make it after all. After all has been said and done, after all you have gone through, some had to go through sharing tears. Some had to go through with their heart bleeding. Some had to go through with questions in their minds. Come on, some just had to stop and take a rest and a breather. But I stop by to tell you, you're going to make it after all. After all is said and done, guess what? You're going to make it because who's on the throne? Jesus, he's on the throne. Hallelujah. Our Savior, our brother, our keeper, our confidant is on the throne. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And he shall wipe away all your tears. You're going to make it after all. Come on. Hallelujah. He shall bear all your burdens. You're going to make it after all. Come on. You're going to make it through this. You're going to be an overcomer. You are an overcomer through this. Why? Because who lives? Jesus lives. The great I am lives on the inside. You're going to make it after all. Somebody need to type in the screen. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Don't get focused. Don't get focused in what you're in and going through. You're going to make it after all. After all, because the strength of the Lord is with you. Praise our God. The strength of the Lord is with you. The peace of the Lord is with you. The joy of the Lord is with you. The Bible tells us to count it all joy when we do what? Fall into divers temptation. Because we know, knowing that the trying of our faith work in patience, and let patience have a perfect work. Come on, you're going to make it after all. You got to make it after all. You got to make it after all, my friend. You got to make it after all, Carol. You got to make it after all. The enemy wants to try to see you fall. The enemy wants to try to destroy you. But you're going to make it after all. Come on here. I got to make it because I'm going to do like David. I'm going to do like David. Let's go there. I want to go there. I'm going to do what? I'm going to do what? I'm going to do exactly what David did. Hallelujah. In this book of Psalms, David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Listen, this is why you're going to make it, because you're looking up to the hills from which cometh your help. You're not looking to the left. You're not looking to the right. You're not looking to the circumstances that you're in. You're going to make it after all. Hallelujah. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. This is why you're going to make it. This is why you're going to be an overcomer. This is why you are an overcomer. Hallelujah. Your help does not come from the left. Your help does not come from the right. Your help does not come from situations and tangible things in your life. Your help coming from the Lord that did what? Made the heavens. He know all about you. Made the earth. Come on. He created man, but he made woman. Praise God. And he know. Come on. Every test, every trial that we going through. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. You're going to make it after all, because you got to do what? Keep lifting your eyes up to the hill. Come on, not to the circumstances, not to the situation. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm not talking at somebody. I'm talking to somebody today to let you know you're going to make it after all you've been through. Come on, you're going to make it because God said in his word, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He said, I am a present help in the time of trouble. You're going to make it after all. You got to make it after all. Come on, somebody said, when you ever heard people say, well, and they tell you, oh, I got this. I got this. It's a saying. Oh, I got this. You got this. You got this. You're going to make it, my brother. You're going to make it, my sister. You're driving out there on the highway this morning. Hallelujah. You may perhaps be in the mountains. You're driving out there on the expressway this morning. I want to let you know you're going to make it. You may be sitting at your job listening on a break. Listening in your homes, listening, however you're listening, however you're watching, I want to let you know you're going to make it after all, because all your help coming from the Lord. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. You're going to make it. Keep looking up towards the hills. Keep looking up towards here. Keep looking up towards the hills, not the circumstance, not the situation that you're in. Just know this, that he will deliver you. He will bring you out. And again, the title today, I'm going to make it. You're going to make it after all. You're going to make it. Come on, you got to confess this. I'm going to make it. I'm coming out of this. I have come out of this. I'm coming over this. I will not be depressed. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to lie at anxiety attacks to take over me. I'm going to make it. Come on here. I'm not going to allow stress to take over me. I'm going to make it. You're going to make it after all. Why? Because Jesus said in his word, come on here, hallelujah, he has already overcome the world, and we have already overcome even our faith. You're going to make it. You're going to make it, Green. You're going to make it. Why? Because his word is his bond towards you. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word, come on here, will stand forevermore. Hallelujah. Again, heaven and earth shall pass away. Oh, but the word of God stands forevermore. And this is why you're going to make it after all. Come on, you got to take this word and you got to apply it while you're going through circumstances, situations in your life. You got to take this word and apply it to it. Come on, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You will make it. You got to make it. Hallelujah. After all. After all, having done all, after done all, stand therefore in the book of Ephesians, stand therefore, come on, that's what it says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having a helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're going to make it after all. You're going to make it after all. Oh, my God. Pastor Ballard, you're going to make it after all. I don't care what's going on. You're going to make it after all. God got it. God, hallelujah. God got it. You know why? Come on here. Because your footsteps, oh, my God, it's been good. It's been good to me now. Hallelujah. Your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And you're going to make it, come on here, after all. Come on here. The enemy can't set up no trap for you because your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And you're going to make it, my friend. You're going to make it, my brother, my sister. You're going to make it after all. Oh, praise our God. Hallelujah. Don't fear. Don't fret. Because guess what? You keep doing what the book of Psalms said. Keep your lifting your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Come on here. You're going to make it. Come on here. You're going to make it though the earth be removed. Come on here. Hallelujah. And carry it into the midst of the sea. Come on here. But the God we serve is the Most High. Hallelujah. And you're going to make it after all. You got this. You got this. Hold your head up high. You got this. Come on here. Be of good courage. Come on. Hallelujah. You got this. Come on. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on here. You're going to make it. After all, according to what the word of God says, hallelujah, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You're going to make it after all. Oh, praise our God. Hallelujah to God. He increases those. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He increases it and he gives you strength that to those that have no might. He gives you strength. You're going to make it after all. You got to make this. You got to make this. You got to make this. Why? Because God's word is out there and his word is his bond towards you. Praise God. You got to do what? Hold your head up high. You got to do what? As the book of Psalms said right here, David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Come on, again, he made the heavens and the earth. He made the situation. So you don't have no other choice but to make it after all. My God. This is blessing me. Hallelujah. You have no other choice but to make it after all. This is why you can't sit down and allow the enemy to torment your mind, to allow the enemy to make you go to thinking and wondering, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. No, the Bible says, the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Come on. So therefore, what you got to do is apply what the word says, not what the situation is trying to give you, not what life is throwing at you, because you're going to make it after all. You got this. Come on here. You are an overcomer. You're not trying to be an overcomer. You are an overcomer. You are, hallelujah. You change the atmosphere of the thermostat. Come on here. I'm not set at that temperature. I'm not set at that temperature of worrying. I'm not set at that temperature of doubting. I'm not set at that temperature of trying to figure things out. I'm set at the temperature. I'm going to make it after all because his word have already told me that I am an overcomer. Come on, somebody. You're going to make it after all. You're going to make it after all. Come on, somebody out there. Come on, hear me. You're going to make it after all. Today, you are in that situation. Right now, this morning, things don't look good, as you can say. But I stopped by to tell you, hold up. You just tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Don't you touch that dial. You're going to make it after all. Come on. Hallelujah. Hold up. You just, come on, stroll on Facebook. And I popped up. Come on. The Miracle Radio Broadcast. Let me tell you something. You're going to make it after all. After all you're going through. After all you're in right now. You're going to make it after all. Come on. Why? Because who's on the inside? Why? Because who's the orchestrator? Why? He know where to lead you. He know how long you're going to stay there. He know how he's going to bring you out. Come on. Somebody need to check. I'm going to make it. Somebody need to type on those stream. I'm going to make it. Those that I can. And well, I'm going to make it through this. I'm coming out of this. Come on here. I'm going to make it after all. The enemy trying to tell you you're not going to make it. Come on. The enemy trying to bring fear, trying to bring doubt. Come on. The enemy trying to speak negative words over you. But I stop by to speak faith-filled words. Come on here. That dominates. Faith-filled words that overtake rule. You're going to make it. Excuse me. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through this. You're going to come out of this. You have came out. You are an overcomer. You can do this. Come on. Hallelujah. You may say, oh, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. I don't know how he can help me. I don't know him. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to know him. Because the Bible says, if you shall believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. Come on. You don't have to let anybody, be voted on it. You are mathematically saved if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth according to what the Romans said, according to what the Word says. Come on. It's done unto you. Now you're a believer. You're going to make it. Come on. I don't care what you just mean. You may have just gotten in here and you may say, how am I going to make it after all? And I just came to the Lord. I just accepted him. Now you're going to make it after all. After all you've been through, after all you're going to go through, you're going to make it after all. You got to make it after all. Why? Because he lives and he's on the inside of you. Come on. He's on the inside of you. David said again in the book of Psalms, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Oh, my God. He shall never slumber nor sleep. He's working with you. He's working for you. Hallelujah. He's working behind the scene. So that's why you have no other choice but to make it. After all, my God. My God, I had to stop and pause and just give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because that thing was designed to wipe you out. That thing was designed to just to tear you apart. But oh, thanks be unto God. Hallelujah, that give us the victory. You're going to make it after all, my friend. Oh, my God. You're going to make it after all, my sister. You're going to make it after all, my brother. You just got to stand on in here. Stand on. Don't hang in here. Stand on in here and watch God. Watch our King. Watch our Savior. Come on. Watch our master come through for you. He will bring you out. He have brought you out. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, you're going to make it after all. Hallelujah. You're going to make it. You have to make it through. You got to make it out of this. Come on. Don't get stuck in the chamber of that situation. Don't get stuck in the chamber of doubt and of fear. Come on. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through this. You will make it through this. You have made it through that. You will make it through this. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say, I'm going to make it after all. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm not defeated. Come on here. I've got the victory. Come on. I am an overcomer, and I will do what? Make it after all. Hallelujah. After all I done been through, you'll make it through it. You'll make it through. Surely, this ain't nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Every circumstance, every situation, Gwen, that you've been in, hallelujah. Gwen, that God have brought you out of, you're going to make it after all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy thought we was going to fall. The enemy thought we was going to shake. The enemy thought we was going to give up. The enemy thought he had us back against the wall. The enemy thought they was closing in on us. But I stopped by to tell you today, you're going to make it after all. You're going to make it after all. Hallelujah. You got to come on. Hallelujah. Y'all said boots on the ground. Come on, string up your boots and put them on the ground and let the devil know, stomp on his head, I'm going to make it after all. I'm going to make it after all. Oh, I ain't going to get no help out there. I ain't going to get no witnesses. I ain't going to get no hearts, but it's okay. I'm just trying to tell y'all, you're going to make it after all. Don't get complacent. Don't get into the situation and let